Boy, I hope the rain holds off tonight, especially for Old Settlers Days. Our friends at Raleigh Ready Mix want to remind you about this amazing festival tonight. Even Aunt Verna was talking about it this morning. It's happening in Galatia, and it's free everything. I mean, now you got to pay for your food and what have you, but free carnival rides for the kids, you know. They got free entertainment, including one Kendall Marvel tonight in the house, which is just going to be awesome. And I have Kendall on the phone line right now joining me. And man, you kind of grew up right out there in the country between Thompsonville and Galatia, right?
I sure did. Yeah, I actually went to school at Galatia until I was a sophomore, I believe. And then I went graduated in Thompsonville, yeah.
I gotcha. All right. So it's kind of fun to come back home and see all these familiar faces out there.
Oh, sure, yeah. I got a lot of history there, and, you know, all my best friends in the world are, you know, from right in that area. So
it was Shad Zimbro's birthday the other day. I think he's going to be in attendance tonight, so you may have to sing happy birthday to Shad.
Shoot, at his age, he's got to be at least 50, is what I'm thinking.
I don't know where he's at. I thought he was 27, but that's what he told me. So
I don't know. He may have jewelry on his 27, but I'm not sure that he's anywhere close to 27.
Right. Well, brother, hey, I have been Facebook stalking you, is what they call it these days, I think. And you've been over in Great Britain and London and all over there across the pond with Brothers Osborne. Tell me about that. What's it like over there doing country music for the folks in, you know, in that part of the world?
It is the most amazing thing I've actually ever done, I think, personally. You know, when you're playing these indoor clubs, they're real seedy and kind of gritty on the inside. And there'll be a couple thousand people, and nobody says one word while you're playing a song. They just sit there and stare at you. And then when you get done with the song, they're throwing babies and stuff in there, just going crazy. You know, and just it's a strange. It's like playing a Bluebird Cafe.
Yeah.
It's like a quiet room for 2,000 people. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was great.
Is that your first time going over there?
It is, yeah. I was in Ireland, and then UK, and then Scotland. So, yeah, we had a great time.
What I've heard over there is, like, they have, like, real beer. You know what I mean?
I don't even like Guinness in the States. Uh-huh. And when we was in Ireland, but drink it over there, it don't even taste anything like it does here. It's great.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan. I can't wait to go back just to drink Guinness. Yeah. Which I'm going to go back in October, I think. We're going to do a month over there, I think.
Yeah. Well, what about, like, TJ and John? Were they, like, in agreement on that, you know, with the Guinness?
Yes, they loved it. Actually, I think they might have been there once before.
Uh-huh.
And they was all for it.
Okay.
It's kind of hard. There's probably not too many beers them boys don't like.
Okay. And then, so now, are you following, like, Brothers Osborne around? Are you kind of doing your own thing on your tour?
I've got about 7 dates this summer with them. Actually, DuCoin, I don't know if they've announced that yet, but I'll be playing the DuCoin Fair.
Cool.
With Brothers Osborne, and then got some other gigs. Got some Jamie Johnson dates we're doing June, July. And we'll be announcing that European thing here pretty soon. With tour we're going to be on over there. So
awesome.
Yeah, we're just getting out with a bunch of different folks. And I think, you know, being St. Louis and Kansas City, probably my closest.
Okay.
In August, maybe around the time of the DuCoin Fair, but we're going to be doing, I think, the after party for a stadium tour that I'm not going to throw out there yet. But it'll be good. Yeah,
I understand. That sounds good, but it's top secret stuff. And then before I let you go here, Kendall, is there any project that we need to be looking at right now that maybe? Oh, I didn't know. Hey, this Kendall Marvel wrote this song or co-wrote this song. Can you give us like a little bit of what you got out there right now?
Outside of the brothers,
yeah,
you know, I've got three on their record. I had the three on Stapleton, which I'm sure I'll be writing some stuff with him again soon.
Yeah.
I actually do have a song on a guy named Chris Shiflett's new record that's not out yet.
Okay.
Who Chris is in the Foo Fighters, but he does a country thing on the side. So I got a thing with him. I've got several things with a band called 1,000 Horses, I'm sure y'all are familiar with.
Yeah.
I got several things with those guys, and it'll be out this summer or this fall. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but so that's kind of where it's at now,
buddy. I can't.
But that Brothers Osborne stuff,
yeah.
That record. I'm gonna go ahead and step out on a limb and go ahead and call it right now. They're gonna win out for the year.
Yeah.
Whenever it's gonna get nominated, they're gonna win. I mean, it's such a different record, excluding my song. You know, if you took my songs out of the mix, that record is so cool and just so different that, yeah, people need to hear it. Check it out.
Well, we love having your songs in it, brother. And
I do, too. I appreciate it.
And so what's really great, and I just want folks to know, tonight is the night. They just need to show up. You know, if you want to bring a lawn chair, great. If not, just get there to Galatia. Trust me, you'll find the stage. You'll see all the people. And Kendall Marvel's going to be doing all this stuff. And it's just going to be an amazing night of music. I think the Last Call Band is opening up. There's just going to be music. It's fun. Free carnival rides, for crying out loud. Bring the kids to Galatia for Old Settlers Days. And we'll see you there tonight, Kendall. All right?
Sounds good. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, be there. Hey, Kendall Marvel, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Ken. I'll talk to you soon.
That sounds good. Kendall Marvel, tonight, Old Settlers Days in Galatia, and our friends at Raleigh Ready Mix invite you on out. It is going to be something right there. Music starts, I don't know, sometime this evening, and then just after 8,